I felt like I was going to be in the shelter forever. 2 days after I turned 21, I went into a house with 8 other girls and their kids.
Each of the young parents delivers a brief narrative in a digital format that combines video, recorded voice, still and moving images, and other sounds. The point of the collective works, 31 stories in all, is to remove the stigma and shame surrounding teen pregnancy and promote change in public policy that focuses almost exclusively on prevention. Yasmin Figueroa is 22 years old and has 2 children. She first became pregnant at 15. Her digital story tells about her fond family memories as a child and her desire to have her children grow up with the same loving experiences.
That is not all how people look at it when teen mom gets pregnant. It's because, they were out in the street or doing things they weren't supposed to. It's just things happen. So that's the reason of my story.
Each of the project participants is enrolled at the Community Adolescent Resources and Education Care Center of Holyoke. The center, which has operated since 1986, helps teen mothers continue their education. Women in the program not only obtain a GED, but are expected to go on to college. Holyoke has had the highest teen birth rate in Massachusetts for the past 8 years. Holyoke's teen birth rate is nearly 5 times the state rate of 17.1 teen births per 1,000 in 2010, the most recent year for statewide statistics. Alin Gubriam, a professor at UMass Amherst School of Public Health and Health Sciences, said the Digital Story Project will put a human face on policy.
And digital storytelling is a great way to do that because it's visual, it's short, captures people's attention. And it shows that the young women in these digital stories who are told these are humans, people getting by in their lives just like anyone else.
10 of the digital stories were shown publicly for the first time Wednesday to an audience at the Visitor Center at the Heritage State Park in Holyoke. Future showings are planned in Boston and New York City. Ann Teschner, executive director of the Care Center, said she hoped the story project will help counter the portrayal of teen mothers as a burden on society.
The hope is that people understand and have a deeper connection with who these young women are, that they have challenges, of course, in their lives, but they have so much potential and so much capacity, and that hopefully through this activity, people really get a sense of that.
The Hear Our Stories Holyoke Project is led by researchers at UMass Amherst and supported by a $500,000 grant from the Ford Foundation. The digital stories were produced by WGBY. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.